The first batch of foreign backed militants and their families has left the besieged enclave in the eastern fringes of Syria's capital, Damascus. Our Syria correspondent Mohammed Ali updated us on the situation in the battered Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta.
The recent development was the exit of 13 Nusra Front terrorists from eastern Al-Ghouta via the Al-Waqidin camp. Of course, they used the humanitarian corridor, which was established by the Syrian army and the Russian military over there on the outskirts of eastern Al-Ghouta. Now, regarding this exit, what happened was that only 13 Nusra Front terrorists got out from eastern Al-Ghouta, particularly from Douma. Those terrorists are affiliated with the Al-Nusra Front, and they were prisoners in the jails of the so-called Jaysh al-Islam terrorist group in eastern Al-Ghouta, which is considered by the West as a so-called moderate opposition group. The Jaysh al-Islam militant group issued a statement regarding that, saying that following negotiations and talks between those military commanders of the armed group of the Jaysh al-Islam and the UN, which of course entered inside eastern Al-Ghouta while delivering aid today over there. Following such discussions, the Jaysh al-Islam decided to release those Nusra terrorists from its jails in Douma and allow them to exit, to be bussed out towards Idlib with a number of their, of course, members of their families.
Well, we have talked to managing editor of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean. He believes that the evacuation of anti-Damascus militants shows the Syrian government is honoring its commitments under a peace deal.
Really, we don't really know whether this is an indication, because these are not fighters that really kind of gave up their arms and decided to quit fighting. But it is a start. It does show that the others that are there, that Syria is honoring their pledge that they will take people out to Idlib. And of course, the Syrian army has always been very careful at not wanting to waste the lives of its soldiers. They don't want to fight to the death, killing all these jihadis in this eastern Ghouta, because they know a lot more of their own people will be killed and they need them to fight in other places. So they've always given these amnesties for jihadis to quit, take their families and exit and go up to Idlib, where there's arms waiting for them to continue fighting if they want. But it gets them out of Damascus and tying up Syrian troops there, fighting them and having to man the lines in the areas that they're in, and gives the Syrian army more freedom of movement, which is going to be critical to them to really try to stamp out the last strongholds of ISIS and now these other jihadi groups.